It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun.
Crazy.
It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
And it is Royce Unchained, Zolgad and Royce. All right.
So. Behind the glass. I never played
hockey. Yeah, you got the hockey glass.
I never played hockey. This is, gives me a chance to feel like I got my face shoved up, boarded by Harold Snaps or something like that.
This way, if you accidentally have saliva fly out of your mouth, I'll be safe.
You know, Harold Snaps looks like he might have been a virus carrier, man. He could kill you, man. He would be.
And you wouldn't mind.
No,
the virus wouldn't have killed Harry.
No, he just
would have killed you.
Yes, that's true. Harry was a beauty. Probably one of the slowest slowest skaters ever.
You think Harry could play in today's game?
Oh God, no! It was unbelievable. You know how many games he played? Like 2,000 or something. He played incredible number of years. He was he played forever,
and he looked perpetually 52.
Okay, I got a question for you. Yeah. You know, baseball can, you know, sit around and play with itself for about another week, right?
Yeah.
Does the NBA and the NHL realize that it's damn near June?
They don't care.
Do they realize that you can't?
They don't care.
You know, you can't just wait till. You can't wait till June 20th and say, well, I think we'll play. You gotta let us know, like, today whether you're going to play or not, and then do what you're going to do.
Here's their problem. I don't think they're going to start the regular season for 2020-21 until December.
Well, that's a bad idea.
I'm not saying it's a good idea.
If you get to a point, and here's the NBA may be stupider. Did you see the, okay, they're going to take, they're going to take 24 teams too, right?
I don't know NBA, for sure what their plan is. Hockey was 24.
I know
teams.
The Wolfies ain't in. I know that.
Right.
But then they're going to have best of seven playoff series in one location.
Yeah, Disney
starting
World.
With. Yeah. You can't do that. You can't, even if they play every other day, you can't get done until November 15th.
I don't think they're going to start till Christmas,
Yeah,
Pat.
But what are you going to tell these guys then? So to them, this is more important.
Yes.
Because this is where they get their money.
Yes.
From the postseason.
That's exactly.
It's more important than the start of the regular season.
Absolutely.
So then, and then next year you have a 60-game regular season.
And my guess is that basketball and hockey don't know when fans are going to be allowed back in buildings.
Yes.
So they don't want to start.
Back, they can
exactly.
start. Yeah, okay. Well, they're going to, but the NBA isn't that care much, that much about the fans because they got enough TV money, right?
They do have more than
and
hockey. Hockey's the one that hurts
their
the most.
Ideas are going to start at Orlando. If they're going to play best of seven playoff series, they got to be in one location.
Yes.
You know, they can't be putting guys on planes.
I
want to
see
why would they not have best of three or something, best of five until the
finals? And the hockey thing is it's going to be 24 teams down to 16 with the play-in round being a best
two out of
three or five.
Three of five. So then the other team's got to sit around and wait.
They're going to play. They're going to, hopefully this comes out right. They're going to play each other in like exhibition games or some type of games while the other teams have their series.
And then what are they going to play? 4 out of 7 too?
Their plan is to, once I think they hit the second round, start going
there's,
4 or 7.
It's 3 out of 5 or best of five for the play-in. And then also,
what do they think?
And then when they get in,
these things take,
they
It's
the NHL.
Each round playing takes 2 weeks.
Right, but if they're not going to start their season until Christmas, they don't care.
Yeah.
Well, do they realize that come Labor Day, nobody cares about them? Because the NBA's playing. I mean, NFL's playing. Do they realize nobody gives a hoot?
It's a good question.
You know, nobody gives a damn about the Wild once the Vikings kick off. Do they realize that? You know?
I think their plan is to milk as much of the remaining TV money.
They don't have
in
any.
In hockey and basketball as they possibly
they
can.
They don't have any.
I know, but you're not going to be able to put fans in stands for a long time or for a while, right?
I know, but hockey doesn't have any money. Doesn't get any TV money.
But there's,
they get? 300 mil or something?
Yeah, I don't know what their contract is. It's definitely not as good as basketball, that's for sure.
Well, God, no. No, not even
look,
close.
Look, Pat, I don't care what they play. I just want someone to play. This is the worst Memorial Day weekend of my entire 50 years on this planet.
We talked about that, and
oh, my God, am I bored.
Okay, Bettman announces the plan to play today. Is that it?
Yes, but it's not sanctioned yet.
We don't have a date yet.
And they don't have...
Players Association?
Exactly. They got to go through all that.
Oh, and they're going to have to do the same thing baseball does, is tell them, we'll split revenue. Right?
They're going to have to tell them something.
Yeah. They're not going to tell them we're going to... But the thing about it is, the players have already made... what did they play? They played almost 70 games.
I believe there was only, if I'm not mistaken, 1 April paycheck. One last paycheck was put on hold. So they've been paid for a lot of
season. How many games that are Fighting Wild played? 72.
What is it, Dex? They got up to 60 something.
Yeah, I think like 68 or something.
Okay,
67.
So they only had the NBA has, I think, 63. Most of them have played.
Yep.
19. Now part of the NBA plan, I guess, is it's just all like the Timberwolves and the other dregs would be done.
Right.
And in the NHL?
That's the same thing.
Okay, so if you're in the bottom six, you don't get to play. Okay.
Yep. You're off for 9 months.
Who gets to rest? Who gets to rest? Who's in the bottom six?
Ottawa, Detroit. The Devils, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
San
which
Jose,
is fine.
I think.
Yeah.
Anaheim.
So I guess what they're trying to do then is, okay, you've been paid your regular season salaries, boys.
Yep.
Now we're going to start divvying up the playoff money.
But that's what
and
we need
even,
to see.
Even though we're going to add an extra round,
yep,
we're not going to pay you more in the playoff pot than we were going to.
That's what we need to see.
Basically what the argument is.
And we need to see what they're going to pay them.
Yes.
That's what all these leagues come down to.
And the players might say, bleep you, you know.
Yes.
The NBA can pay them a hefty salary, and these guys have their shoe contracts. The superstars will want to play in the NBA, right? To, you know, for all their shoe, you know, to sell their shoes and the whole
thing. Yeah, probably.
But, and there'll probably be enough money there for the NBA guys. But the NHL guys, they might be, you know, you might be better off filing for unemployment in Minnesota and getting $600 a week or whatever the hell it is.
That's a pretty good deal, actually.
Stipend or whatever it is. So, yeah, but I mean, time's a-wasting. Let's go. Let's have a decision.
Well, how about your sport, though?
Well, yeah, but
I'm worried your sport
ain't
going to
play. I'll say one thing. No, I don't think so either. They've gone radio silent, haven't they?
Yes.
So they obviously have the parameters of playing figured out. They just haven't got the money figured out.
Right. Well, yeah. I think the parameters are absolutely fine.
The money is the problem. They still haven't decided where you can play, you know, too. I mean,
yeah, but I think
according to
out.
Walls, you can't play here, right?
Without fans, I think you can.
Organized sports?
Without fans, I
They're
think you
They're not letting them play town team baseball, for God's sakes.
Because you can't control it.
Without fans?
I think you could play here without fans.
I don't think so. I don't think we have the... although, as I told you a week ago, or 4 or 5 days ago, I drove by the old Robbinsdale Middle, you know, high school. It's the middle school now, and there were assemblies of kids with coach standing there, like groups of 10 or 12. I don't know what that was, but I don't know if that was organized. But, yeah, that's another problem here. We don't know what's legal and what's not, right?
No, of course we don't. We're making this up as we go.
Yes,
How are we supposed to know what's legal and what's not?
I don't know. It's like me and the wife today was reading that horrible story on the guy in his late 60s in good shape, rode his bike 10 miles a day. He was in the hospital for 58 days and couldn't breathe and sleep for 55 of them. And he was, I said, well, how are you going to do about it? You know, you can go get tested right now and be okay.
Right.
And in 20 minutes, you're not. So what are you supposed to do if you don't have any symptoms?
I said before, just let's close the bleeping beaches.
I've been waiting,
allow people back into retail.
I told a relative of mine, I'm waiting for the fever. And he says, if you wait for the fever, it's too late.
You see?
Because you had it 2 days. It's too late. Well, but what am I supposed to do? Go out there every 20 minutes?
The wife's problem, Patrick, is she's reading the wrong stories. I saw one yesterday where a guy got it and was in the hospital for an extended period of time, dropped 70 pounds.
Yeah, so she mentioned that.
Let's look at the upside of things.
I saw the thing about, did you see the thing
70
about
pounds.
This? See about this cop who was like a brick outhouse, weighed like 230.
Yep.
This rock, and they came out. He lost about 60. He was a little shriveled up. But that, you know, I just,
I don't know what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to get the mild dose, I guess. If you're lucky, you get the mild dose. I don't think just because you're 74 and fat means you're going to get the serious dose, right? The odds improve.
Your genetics
are.
Also appear to be very good, Saul.
That's right. Right here, baby. Right here. Right here. While you idiots are drinking hydrochloronique, you should be drinking Diet Coke.
Or White Claws.
It kills it. What?
I said, or the White Claws. One of the two. You need the hydrochlorine or the White Claws, and one of the two is going to kill you.
Okay.
You should call up Trump and tell him it's Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Well, he's a Diet Coke drinker. I think he is. Boy, has he been nuts. Holy cow.
You seen Twitter the past 5 days?
Oh, God. He's been unbelievable. And somebody forgot to tell him it was a Memorial Day weekend when he went golfing, but what the hell? I don't want to get into that. I am all mad at me. So we got a developing center. Oh, hockey. So they're the first one to announce.
Well, they've got a plan to
return to play.
And it's been approved, but now they've got to go through everything else to get the players. So, players
it's been approved
okay.
by the owners.
Basically, it's just the players and the owners have agreed on a plan, and now they have to work out all the logistics and all the complicated nature. So they're basically just saying, like, hey, here's our plan to return to play, but there's no set date when it's going to happen.
We're going to be one of the pods, aren't we? Don't you think?
I think so.
I don't know about that because they have not picked the pods yet.
They'll put one in Canada.
There's a good chance they're going to put one in Edmonton, and then it sounds like they also might put one in the East. Mm-hmm. So we might get bypassed. It depends on how many pods they have.
Oh, they're going to have four, aren't they?
They've talked about four. They talked about two.
Okay.
I mean, you could basically have teams playing all day long.
You can't have 7-game playoff series, you dummies. You know,
just call Batman up.
That's, I mean, what's wrong with you? You don't get enough TV money.
What's up with town team baseball now?
Today, they sent me a copy of the letter they sent to Walls saying these are the precautions we will take.
No showering.
And by the way, this is our third letter that we've sent to you, and you haven't responded to the first two. The Walls staff has not responded to the first two. So I think what they're saying is, okay, we're giving you one last chance to tell us this is okay. If not, we're going to play.
Okay.
I'm just putting the words in their mouth, but I think I don't think they will go past June 15th without playing. They got teams now down on the South Dakota border that are going over to play South Dakota teams because South Dakota town team ball is playing.
Okay, so
you got Minnesota teams going over there. I've heard rumors of Minnesota Legion teams not being formed through their Legion sponsorship.
Right.
That are getting together and going to South Dakota to play.
Is Wisconsin playing?
Huh?
Is Wisconsin playing?
I think their town ball, I don't think is. Maybe it is. Maybe it is because they got.
I mean,
you know,
easy trip.
They got over 100 teams. They got quite a bit of town ball. So. But they kind of got June 15th as a target. If he says no, then and unless things get a lot worse, I would think they might just start playing and not worry about it. I think they're not going to be able to have their three week tournament. You know, like they usually have three weekends, and so that gives the town that is going to an opportunity to recoup their money selling beer and food. And but New Ulm was basically a single host this year at their two ballparks with Springfield as a third site the first couple of weekends. And they're a little nervous about hosting it now because they're going to lose their rear end.
I was going to say, what's the
sponsorships and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, because these teams, these towns put a bunch of money into their ballparks and spiff them up and get.
And they get good crowds for the state tournament.
And get sponsors. Yeah. And if they're going to have it without fans, I don't know. I don't think town ball is saying we won't have fans, but they won't have lots of fans. So some of the baseball teams are opening up their facilities. What are our Twinks doing?
Planning, but not there yet. So yeah. I don't know when they're going to open up. And we actually talked on our show today, talked to St. Peter about this. He also didn't know, they haven't decided if when they have spring training too, if they're going to do it here at Target Field or in Fort Myers either. Mm-hmm. So they're talking about both those as well. Fort Myers might make some sense.
Because
you got all
cause you can have,
fields and yeah, lodging yeah, right
yeah,
on.
Luck field. Yeah, they could put guys in the dorm.
Yeah.
And, you know. I suppose that means I'd have to rent my condo to the Star Tribune if they let them cover it.
I was going
to
say, that's my question. Who's going to be able to cover what?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to let them cover
it. I haven't heard the media mention once in any of this.
They won't tell us. They're, they're
not.
Which
probably means no.
They're not. Yeah, well, it certainly won't be as it was, but, right. Good luck to you if they think, if I'm the sports editor and they're providing me Zoom coverage and I can't be in Fort Myers, I'm giving them three graphs a day. I'm giving them nothing. Yeah, I'm covering them like it's the Saints during the regular season when we run the three
You're putting
graphs.
The Twins as lead to Minnesota scene?
Yes, yeah, I'm done with them. Yeah, if they're not going to make some, okay, you come in here, wear a cloth mask, and a guy comes out at the clubhouse and you talk to him in the dugout. You can talk to guys in the dugout and stand 6 feet away or 8 feet away. If they're going to put the screws to me on that, then I'm dumping them.
I wonder what the rules are going to be, though, if they're going to allow certain reporters in, and clearly you're going to still have to be distanced from the athletes, or like you just said, they're going to try and put them on Zoom.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that's going to happen.
Yeah, it will. But, I mean, like the NFL stuff, the Vikings are doing this Zoom stuff, Wild thanks to them, but everybody has the same stuff, I mean, sports writing has changed forever with this thing. We've talked about that. No matter what, sports writing has changed forever. Loitering around in the clubhouse to see what's going on.
Oh, those days are done.
Those days are long.
Athletes are going to look back at this as one of the greatest events in the history of the country.
Because
we're done.
They can sit in there and fondle themselves and nobody will care because nobody will be there to watch.
Like they'll allow the .com in, right? The team website in.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. That'll be it.
The team broadcasters, they're going to, they're going to try to make it sound, but if they're making money off you, you'll probably get in, but if they're not, you're not.
I agree.
Well, anyhow, I don't know. That's a worse moment. I missed the Indy 500, damn it.
Yeah, which has been backed up to September now, is that right?
Yeah,
they're going to do that in September?
I think they're going to have, aren't they going to have NASCAR? Why are they not running?
I don't know why
those cars are not running.
I don't know. Because NASCAR's through, is it three weekends now? I did not watch the NASCAR on Sunday. I did watch the golf on Sunday. I did not watch the NASCAR.
Well, the NASCAR was the Coca-Cola, right?
Yes, 600.
And it ended, I think, after 1 o'clock in the morning. It was like, it runs 600.
It was like a baseball game.
It lasted forever. I didn't watch it, but it lasted.
You had a pace of racing problem?
I don't like stuff with nobody there. I don't like it looks like a practice game. I don't like empty.
Better get used to it. That's all we're going to have for the rest of the year.
I don't know. Here's the deal. What is going to happen to the economics of sports when this is all done? And, I mean, Katie, who's slow on the draw on some of this stuff, my wife today says,
yep.
The world is going to be different when this is over. I said, yes, people aren't going to go to games. What are we going to do? You know, I mean, what are the financial model of, you got an arena, you got a stadium over here that holds 70,000 people.
Right.
We just spent, the city of Minneapolis is on the hook for like $350 billion to, because this thing was going to, you know, bring in lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to that they whole financial model?
No idea.
No.
Well, how about leagues?
Yeah.
Teams and leagues. And
yes, there are these contracts that they've given out. They won't be able to pay.
I mean, who's going to get paid now?
Sponsorship. Sponsorship. I mean, not for the rest of this year, for the rest of eternity.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, we have created, listen, the wife wanted the Dunkin' Donuts coffee yesterday. They got the great coffee, Dunkin' Donuts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Great coffee.
And then I figured I could get me a couple of donuts.
Yep.
We have such a paranoid society that at 9:30 a.m. yesterday.
Yep.
When it was basically raining, so everybody had their windows down. There were 7, 8 cars in line, and they were all spacing themselves.
The cars were?
Yeah, they were like they were in a store, and they had to stay so far apart. What's wrong with you morons? You're in a car. Where you can get right up there on his bumper, that virus is not going to crawl up over the virus.
And you still got the 6 foot
coming the window
blanket.
Yeah, you still got the
hood.
It's
called your hood.
I don't have to be 6 feet away from you.
So you're telling me cars are now social?
Cars are now
social distance. Okay, I don't understand.
If you get enough dumb people, you got them social distancing. Also, the mask wearers in the cars.
I love it.
The mask wearers in the cars are getting by themselves. The solo drivers with the mask are getting on my nerves, too.
What do they think they're doing? They're in a car by themselves.
I don't know.
And here's
they
the other
think
thing.
It saves them.
It's not like you get in your car and think to yourself, do I still have my mask on? Oh, I do. No. Silly me. I take that sucker off the second
cheap,
I get out.
I went to the cheap. The cheap cloth one, because instead of the one I had before.
Yeah, those are making it hard to breathe.
I hate those. So the cheap cloth one's right, except I'm a hard breather, being a fat guy, and it's going, I'm sucking in the cotton on the damn thing, you know.
You saying it's like expanding? It's expanding from your mouth?
Anybody who says they aren't a pain in the ass is... got an issue.
Imagine going to a ball game eventually and sitting there with your mask on for the entire game?
No, I'm not. And I think that's why I probably won't cover any more Twins games, because I think they're going to make you wear a mask in the press box.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
You know, yeah, no thank you.
Did you ever think your retirement from covering ball games would come because of a pandemic?
No. Or wearing a mask. No, I don't know what's going on. What else?
Did you watch the golf?
No, I didn't. I didn't care about it.
You really aren't into these Last Dance.
I'm not into any of this crap. I'm not. I don't like replays. I don't like replays.
I'm tired of those, too. I'm with you on those.
I don't like make-believe, you know, Phil's playing Tiger for $10 billion a couple of years. You know, who cares?
Well, I didn't care a couple of years ago because we had other stuff going on.
Well, now, but this is what do I care? Peyton Manning and Tom Brady playing golf with two over-the-hill, washed-up.
Because it's something to watch. It's something.
Yes, but it's nothing. It takes, I could hear Charles do a comedy routine, I guess.
Yeah, Charles was great.
No, I just, I don't like stuff. The other day, though, I did come across cornhole.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's been a
lot.
And
I love the conversation on cornhole about, I think he'll be trying to, you know, aren't you just trying to plop them all in the hole? Isn't that how that works? And this guy, this
I'm
going to
tell you right now,
strategy.
I flip by cornhole very quickly.
Yes.
Unlike you, I didn't stop.
But they...
I watch
Law and
Order.
They're obviously paying to be on. That's, you know, ESPN takes their money to be on. But you're 8 feet away and you're trying to plop it through a hole and they're trying to talk like it's strategy.
And they all got masks on.
The best is the debate, is it cornhole or is it bags?
Were they wearing masks?
Yeah, I flip by it and they had their masks on.
Yeah, well, it used to have a different term and then they went to cornhole to be classier, I guess.
What was it called?
You know, huh?
What was it called before cornhole?
Oh, I can't remember. They were afraid of using cornhole because of the connotation of our
youth. Enjoy it immensely. But you know what's funny? For all of the kids out there, what you see on ESPN now is what they always showed when I was a kid and got it.
Oh, you didn't show cornhole?
No, well, no, but they showed a lot of crap.
Australian rules
football, yeah, right. And they showed some soccer. They didn't have rights to anything that mattered at
college
the time.
College basketball started them.
You're right.
The Big East.
And Vitale, you're right.
The Big East and ESPN changed college basketball all by themselves. That changed it completely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was what a. When those two started, I believe we had started admitting. They might have expanded the field to 32 and let some runners up get in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Now, when did ESPN start?
79-ish.
79,
yep,
yeah. By then, I had 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that your eighth-place team from the Big Ten was going to make the tournament was not...
right.
Was, and, by the way, there was also maybe, what, 150 Division I basketball schools
if
instead
that,
of 350?
Yeah. If that at the time.
Yeah, so
but you're right. The Big East was fantastic.
That, to me, of all the ESPN, 30 for 30s, the most instructive one of them all is the one on the Big East, because if you're Declan's age and don't know how all this happened, go watch that when the Big East was king and the Final Four when Villanova beat Georgetown, they had three of the four teams.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's was there.
It was
too.
A great conference.
Oh, and all those controversial coaches.
Yep.
Big John, Luke Karnaseka.
Luke Karnaseka.
Cheating like
they had
crazy.
Mullen, Ewing at Georgetown.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was great. And they let them do anything. They mugged the hell out of each other. It was brutal. But it was, that's a really good one. There's Kirk Cousins throwing passes. Oops. What are we doing here?
Oh,
what am I watching?
The Vikings projection in ESPN's FPI, they're the 13th ranked team in football.
What's that? FPI.
FPI, what, football?
Is that anything like BMI, body mass?
No. And these days, we don't want to talk.
Mass?
These days, we don't want to talk about that, okay? No mention of BMI.
There's no mention of
oh
BMI.
Oh, my God. If I see a scale now, I'm throwing it out of the house.
Well, this T-shirt right here used to drape over me.
Yeah.
Now it's showing off my nipples, for Christ's
sake. Yeah, I had a similar experience this weekend. I was wearing a T-shirt that a few years back when I lost a ton of weight was basically down to my knees. Now she's hanging on the belly.
Yeah, it's brutal.
You know what I said? Screw it,
it's
I'll have
brutal.
Another beer.
And as we're doing this show, and I'm thinking... Where am I going to stop for lunch? Where am I going to pick
what else
up
is there to do these days?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't drink. It's worse for me because I drink. So does Declan.
Yeah, it's bad.
But between booze and food, like what is there outside of that?
Nothing.
If credit
cards.
By
the way, I got a good show for you. Is it Hulu? No, I think it's Amazon.
Could be Hulu. Don't worry. We got them both.
The Great.
Yeah, you mentioned it last week.
Yeah.
What's that one on?
The Ellie, whatever her name is, from that family of actors. She plays Catherine the Great,
okay.
Who becomes, the Empress of Russia and was the Empress of Russia for 20-some years.
Yep.
But it's a comedy, and it's a spoof, basically, of the thing. Pretty dang funny. Pretty dang. And in these times.
You like Elle Fanning?
Yeah, Ellie Fanning. Yeah. Yeah. The Dakota Fanning's kid sister.
Okay.
She's great. And and the guy who plays the king, you'll recognize the guy.
Nicholas Holt, it looks
Nicholas
like.
Holt is hilarious. Yes. He's a tyrant, and they're getting along one day, and he said, "Remember when I was going to have you killed?" She says, "Not specifically, but I had my suspicions." And he said, "Yeah, they're going to have a carriage accident. He says, we already had the wheel ready to fall off and everything. It is, when you're looking for mild entertainment in these times,
yes,
that's what you can do instead of watch Tom Brady play golf.
I've watched enough. Yes. I've watched so many things on between Hulu, Amazon,
okay,
Netflix. Now, old news.
Yeah, Netflix is struggling.
Barely watch
man.
That now.
Netflix is struggling.
Hulu actually is really good.
I got him. Hulu is pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, I just don't know what to tell you. It's just really ridiculous. I told you I'm going to Brainerd tomorrow. BIR up there has been there forever, and Christy Copham owns it. Her husband died in a drowning accident, Jed, 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been running it since. And that's a battle. You know, you got to get your car shows up there on, the amateurs up there and all these weekends.
Yes.
And now I don't think they're allowed to be. I got to go up and get the full story, but they're not. They had a high school graduation there, I think, last week. But
it's got to be awful for places like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they rely on people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll have to go up and see what
I told you. Canterbury is the one that gets me.
Yeah, there. Right.
The
oh,
fact that you
no
can't
sense.
Gamble in the state on Canterbury races. You can't go, which I understand, but yet they couldn't just pass a 6-month or 1-year waiver so that if you're sitting at home and you could help by gambling, you can't do that.
Or why not do it for eternity?
And
why not do it for eternity?
I agree.
Since we can bet on every
I will
other
say
track.
This. If we do not, coming out of the pandemic, legalize sports gambling in this state, we are the biggest bunch of morons that ever existed. Mm-hmm. And so, I know there's pushback from the Indian casinos. Who cares at this point? You got to tell them too bad. We got to have it.
So I wrote a column, a long, long piece for Memorial Day on Richie Nestle, who was a sports photographer. Do you know Rich?
I remember him, but I didn't really know him.
A real character. Channel 11, Channel 9, and a Vietnam vet who had bad issues and committed suicide in 1999. But he was he learned at the knee of Dave Sheehan.
Oh,
sports gambling.
I love Dave Sheehan.
Sheehan, who was the greatest. And tonight's basketball scores, Yale by not enough.
This was on TV.
On
Channel 9. Oh, that's great.
That's great. Yeah. He was the greatest.
And you told me he just did spreads, right?
Huh?
Sheehan just did spreads.
Yeah, he just did. Yeah, Harvard,
UCLA.
Friday night's the only games in the country at 10 o'clock were the Ivy League, yeah. And then the Pac-10 played too, but you didn't have those scores yet. Once in a while he'd say, Oregon leads by 8 at the half, and stuff like that.
He was great.
Well, he got Richie into this, and Richie was an unsuccessful gambler. Some stories I couldn't use. Passel told me he was up on the roof in Green Bay one day shooting it, and some Viking intercepted a pass or some Packer and was running for a touchdown. All of a sudden, the camera started shaking like crazy, and Richie said, they're going to get the over. He could hear him say he was going to win the bet. Oh. And, one of his buddies sent me an email saying, you suggested Richie wasn't a good bettor. He said, here's the evidence. I once beat him on a bet on the North Stars on a game that was played yesterday. He hadn't checked the score.
Oh, God.
But there was something great about 70s and 80s gambling before we got
We
didn't have any information.
We had to call.
The schedules weren't as crowded as they
had
were.
Had to call the newspaper.
You had to call the newspaper.
Sports desks again. Yes. Scores.
And the bookies,
yes.
You know, you'd go Jennings Red Coach Inn.
Yep.
What was Bunny's was down there too, and what was the third one? There was three of them.
Classic.
Yeah, and they all had bookies, and there's a cell phone, and they had a payphone at the end of the bar.
Yep.
And a guy would be sitting there, big, always a big guy would be sitting there at the end of the bar,
yep,
taking his phone calls on the
payphone. Death of the bookie is one of the saddest things in sports.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you know,
the bookie was the greatest.
Yeah, the offshore betting and that stuff. Now, yeah, he was, and they were. I'll never forget the last guy I had was Dark's guy. You know, the limo guy who moved to Phoenix, one of the great characters of all time. And our friend Mike B, who loved to gamble. And Mike B called me and said, hey, we're beating our guy up so bad he doesn't want to take our bets anymore. And this is 20 years ago. You know, this is maybe
more than 20 years ago now.
Maybe late 90s.
Yeah, mid-90s.
I mean, it was, you could, by then you didn't need bookies, you know, you could still bet, but these guys liked having a bookie, and the Mike Consortium was beating the bookie up so bad that he wouldn't take their bets anymore, according to Mike. And he says, you got anybody? And I said, yeah, give me a minute. And I called the guy down in Phoenix, and I said, I got some guys here, young fellas, who are so successful, their guy wouldn't take their bets anymore. And he said, give me their number. I love those guys. And next time I talked to him, like 2 months later, I said, how they doing? He says, they're suing for peace. They owe me 14, and they want to give me 10. You know?
Wow.
You know, so.
Mike B, our friend, quit using a bookie, I kid you not, after he saw the movie Casino.
Oh, really?
And it was so brutal how they basically broke people's fingers and legs. Mike's like, I'm done. I'm done with bookies. I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You should. This was awful. Casino basically changed his life.
Well, yeah.
And he went offshore after that, I think.
Plus, that was Vegas in the 60s or something.
But I remember you told me, I think it was 95 or so in the old Strib offices, and I told you I was betting on something. You looked at me and said, you're an idiot. You said,
oh,
you're an idiot.
Always get you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they did.
Yeah.
You know you're in trouble when you care about a Cincinnati Bearcats game.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Or a Golden State Knicks game on a Sunday night at 9:30.
Favorite ever. I mean, I'm a copy boy there in the 60s, mid-60s, and guy call up at 9:45 in the middle of the Friday night crush and say, how Yale, come out. I'd say, are you an alum? He'd say, don't be a smartass. Just give me the score. You
know? That was our lives, man.
Oh, yeah.
We used to get phone calls through...
Yeah.
What, the early 90s or so?
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, where people would just call you all Saturday.
Yeah.
And with college football.
Yeah.
Scores and spreads.
College basketball was the one that was, one was really annoying was on a Friday or Saturday night when things were.
And the prep calls were coming in.
Prep calls.
With the gamblers at the same time trying to find out.
I told you the one about the Winter Carnival medallion. You know, they used to have the Winter Carnival medallion, and the winner would find this medallion. They go out and dig up parks all over. And the Pioneer Press was the sponsor because they used it to sell papers because the clue would be in the paper. And they'd call the paper to see if the medallion had been won.
Yep.
And they'd call by the hundreds. And at 10 o'clock on Saturday nights, the phone receptionist went away.
Mm-hmm.
And she put all calls automatically into sports. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we'd be waiting for high school hockey game or Charlie Hallman to call in the Gophers game and take it on the phone or something.
Right.
And they find a medallion yet. No, they find the medallion yet. Finally, one night I said, fellas, we got this all wrong. Tell them yes. Tell them yes.
It'll end
then
the...
they won't call us back.
Yeah.
Tell them yes. Yes, they found it. Where? I don't know. They found it. Goodbye.
Bang.
Hang up. Right. Yes, it was.
Oh, God.
The call the paper. They used to.
Everyone used to call the
paper. They used to call us the paper to complain about what was on TV.
Yep.
Yeah. Huh?
And sports bets.
Yeah.
And bar sports bets made bars. In bars between two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who won more games in 54?
Another one always was, you know, Miss America was on tape delay. Miss America was on tape delay. And some guys in the bar would be smart enough to know. They'd always call the paper because we had it on a wire. They'd say, hey, who won that Miss America? And it would say, I don't know. Anybody know? Yeah, Miss North Carolina. And the guy'd end up. I bet this Miss North Carolina.
I didn't know it was on tape delay.
It was, yeah. Back on tape. If you were in a, you know, like probably not on the East Coast, but here.
Right.
Another one was we'll end here, but Darwitz's, I think it was Darwitz's uncle Steve, and the women's Olympic team was playing hockey.
Yep.
And he'd been talking to Natalie, you know, like once in a while, and he knew that the game hadn't been on TV yet, but it had been over like 2 hours.
Yep.
Natalie used to call him and give him the score, and then he'd go to the bar and bet. I think it was her uncle Steve. I think it was go to the bar and bet on the U.S. team or the I got a hunch they're going to lose tonight.
A bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Well, and my friend Nestle, he probably would have lost those bets even if he had the score.
The North Star story is great.
Him.
Yeah. All right, we're done. We'll talk next week, Pat.
See ya.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.